Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time to speak with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul on the phone with us. I know you've been touring New York State. Are you back home or where are you right now, Kathy?
I'm back home, and later this week I'll be heading over to Syracuse and to the North Country once again, but it's always great to be home. But you're right, that was a wild storm we had here in Buffalo yesterday. That was something for the record books.
Yeah, I will say it was a little frightening with the wind and waiting for the bad stuff to happen, but then there were rainbows, so I always feel like there's give and take with the weather here, and that's kind of the situation that we have with COVID, is that there's give and take. Sure, we get to spend more time with the family, but everything else falls apart. Where are we right now? I know our numbers are really good in New York State compared to other states. Where are we?
We are at about a 1% infection rate, and we've maintained that literally for weeks now, which is quite extraordinary. And when we think about the need to be able to get back to school in the fall, we put out as a threshold 5%, that if we exceeded 5% in various regions or elsewhere in the state and in our state, we would not be able to give the green light to move ahead with schools. But maintaining 1% is amazing, and it's something that it's tenuous. It could slip away in a matter of days if people's behavior started to change back to our normal behavior, which is why we have to keep the social distancing and the mask wearing in place. But it's really, you think, compared to other states, when you see the news every morning, it's heartbreaking to see what's happening elsewhere. But New Yorkers made this happen, and they deserve the credit.
Yeah, it's just not the time to let up, I think, is the most important message, is that we keep washing the hands, keep social distancing, keep wearing the face mask. The back-to-school issue, that was kind of required reading for any parent, probably got anywhere between 90 and 100 pages of the plans for whatever district you're part of. When does the state give their official green stamp on a school's plan? What is the deadline for that?
It is this week. The governor said by the end of the first week in August. And so the school districts literally just submitted all their plans by July 31st. So we have a very intensive review process going on right now. And they're very different. You know, every school district has been told to customize it towards your individual district size, the number of buildings that you have to work with, how you can create social distancing within the buildings that you have, what you have to do in terms of whether or not it works 5 days a week, 3 days a week, alternate 2 days a week sometimes, 3 days a week the other, leave plenty of time for disinfecting the classroom. So I have to give the school districts and everyone involved, parents and teachers, for just really sticking with us through this tough summer. We had so much uncertainty when, you know, you and I and Janet would start speaking early on. The first question, when are schools going to open since March? And it was a very arduous process, tough, but we're getting to the end of it to know exactly what it's going to look like. And again, this is all temporary. This is just to get us through a pandemic that really just doesn't seem to go away. The numbers are spiking up in other states, and because we are, you know, not far from those states and people travel all the time, we are really exposed and vulnerable to setbacks, and that's what we're fighting so hard against. And schools are going to be a big opportunity to see whether or not this, our numbers can hold. And, you know, we're not sure what's going to happen.
Who's reading all these plans? It's got to be a huge task.
the State Education Department, but we put out the requirement, about 144 pages of requirements, so we know whether or not they're going to be able to check the box on each thing we've asked them to do, but
wow.
Again, tell us individually what they're going to do. So it is huge, but, you know, again, our state workers, along with other, you know, essential workers, frontline workers, have been really stepping up and just really putting an extraordinary number of hours to make sure that we can get this right. This is a once in a, hopefully once in a multi-lifetime experience. We don't go through this again for another 100 years because it's just been a really, really tough time for all of our residents.
I know that someone has to pick up the tab for all this extra work that has to go in with COVID. Is there federal funding coming our way, or where do we stand with that?
No, this is what's so maddening in Washington, and I'm not referring to all of Washington. I'm talking about the Senate Republicans have the ability right now, this week, to come together and say that there's a lot of, you know, the states have spent an extraordinary amount of money. We've spent over $5 billion in new expenses, plus we lost over $14 billion in revenues. Think about all the fees that have not been collected, the taxes, the even the thruway tolls. I mean, there was thruway traffic was down 90%. For every area where the state receives money in order to perform their services, you know, like funding, you know, the local districts, the local schools, the local police departments, fire, all that's funded by the money that comes in, and that money almost came to a halt. So the federal government has the ability, the Senate can pass it now, give us the assistance that we've been asked for, not just for New York, but all across the country. This is hitting every state. And so they do that, we'll be in a much better place to be able to help the school districts pay for the additional testing, pay for the additional PPE they're going to need. And if they don't do it, heaven help us. Our state is going to be in trouble, and there's no economic recovery for this country unless a place like New York, which is really drives a lot of the revenues for the nation, if we don't come back, it's going to be quite disastrous, and I don't think I'm overstating it.
It's maddening that it gets partisan when it comes down to that, but that's politics and that's money in America. I do want to ask about daycare, because that's something you've been very aware of, is how that's going to go with parents having to deal with kids not going to school. How will they manage little kids at home during the day? Is there any update on daycare in New York State?
We have been trying to provide assistance. We allocated $65 million a few months ago, but again, we're running out of money. This is another item that's on that checklist for the federal government to be able to help us. So we've asked for, Senator Gillibrand and I went on to ask for $15 billion extra for states to be able to fund child care centers. As you know, a lot of them actually had to shut down because when you have social distancing and the occupancy requirements, your normal revenue coming in, maybe 10 children, is now cut to 5. You can barely make ends meet. So a number of them had it close. We actually have a greater shortage now than we did even beforehand for child care slots. And so this is going to hit women particularly hard because, unfortunately, society still expects women to be more responsible for the children than many men are. And that's not a universal statement, but it's pretty accurate. And they're the ones that are going to have to stop their careers or, you know, not bringing money for their families because who's going to be watching the children? So I've been raising this. Finally, it's going to be part of the national conversation. People are talking about this, something that's been a problem since my kids were little. And finally, we're realizing it's not just a family's problem. It's a problem for the economy and for our state if we don't create more child care spaces that are safe and affordable, particularly during this strange time this fall when the school-age kids won't be occupied, you know, from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And that's just going to be a real nightmare for parents. And we just have to figure this out. And my heart goes out to all the parents struggling with this right now.
Yeah, I hope there are some solutions that present themselves in the next few weeks as we find out what happens for back to school. The final thing I want to touch on this morning is you've been putting on your tour guide hat and visiting places. You were in the Falls a couple weeks ago. I know you went to Jamestown, and then you were out in, was it Thousand Islands at Clayton? Is that where that is?
Thousand Islands, yeah, it's beautiful there. I used to camp there when I was a little girl up in Wellesley Island State Park. We didn't have much money, but eight parents and kids would pile into our station wagon and go camping all the time. And so it's still gorgeous up there. I mean, this is a 3.5 hours from Buffalo, and it's not real crowded. Some of the other areas of the state, like the Adirondacks, have become very crowded. And I'm not necessarily promoting more staycations up there because they're at full capacity. But places like Jamestown, Niagara Falls, the Finger Lakes region, Thousand Islands, they're just gorgeous. Even if it's just a day trip, you know, get out and explore some new parts of the state. You never know what history you're going to find. I literally was wandering around a battlefield in Clayton and found there's a house there that the lieutenant governor of the state of New York once lived in 1868. So
wow.
All sorts of little fun. I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. I don't know if I'm going to put my house on a marker in front of it, but I never know.
So, you never know.
Yeah, the battlefield history, it just, I think parents should just grab their kids for these last few weeks and just start exploring New York and just uncover a lot of, uncover the uniqueness that is our state. And I tell you right now, the lines are not bad. Even Niagara Falls, you can go on the Maid of the Mist. You don't wait in line a long time. Go up to the aquarium, see the new baby penguins. There's so much to do around here. And I want people to do this for two reasons. One is, connect with your family again in a positive, healthy way. Stay outdoors as much as you can, but also support these local tourism businesses. They have been hit so hard, and it's the restaurants and the hotels and mm-hmm. the attractions. They're struggling, and they're what makes New York so fascinating. And if they die this year and aren't there next summer, we will all be diminished from that. So this is the time if you put on your mask and bring your hand sanitizer and head out to these places. You won't be disappointed.
I've been exploring Niagara Falls a lot more than I would have in the past, just given, extra time and being able to do that. So, yeah, and we're exploring a staycation place, somewhere to go before the end of summer. So a lot of good ideas. Any final words for our listeners this morning from our Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul?
Keep your mask on. You want to get through this. I know everybody missed each other, but I'm telling you, they're finally waking up to this in the other states. It's appalling to me that they're now saying, oh, maybe we should be wearing masks. Well, that's why you have an 18% infection rate, people. You have not been wearing your mask. It's that simple. And you're told to wear shoes and a shirt when you walk into a restaurant anyhow. A mask is not a big deal. So keep it up, and we'll get through this together.
Thank you. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul on KISS 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.